We relight the three candles, first for the true star of Christmas, then for the stable-born King, and for the heaven's gift to all nations. Our candle today is lit for us to quiet our hearts for the magnificent message. The shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word of what had been told them about this child, and all who heard were amazed. But Mary treasured these things and pondered them in her heart. Luke 2:15-19.
Mary was a young woman with extraordinary trust in God. Her spiritual path through that very first Christmas is worthy of our examination. Mary was with child, with the Son of God, gave birth in a stable, heard from the shepherds of her son's heavenly heralding, and later was visited by Magi from a faraway land. What was her response? She treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The wonder of the Christmas season was not for Mary alone, but for each and every one of us. Like her, we can learn extraordinary trust in God. Christmas will become altogether more meaningful if we follow Mary's example, quieting our hearts to ponder the miraculous incarnation of Christ. Our prayer today, teach us, O Lord, to stop our feverish activities and listen to what you have to say, that our prayers shall be truly conversations with you. Amen.